Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
No replica,
no
smoothie, no regular, degular,
no
pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular,
no
say
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's Tyler, Ghana, and Skilly Bang on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Jam 7-Eleven. That's your time, your favorites. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. But Shaquan, I have a feeling that we are more Omedendin and Dikwana more today.
Yeah.
Because we missed being Omedendin and Dikwana.
Oh, absolutely, we did.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna be front about it.
Yeah, yeah.
As I believe. Now, you know, in 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we started the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had Stephanie Shambako in the studio, and at the time she was 11 years old, and she had just released a book, and we were all in awe. What 11 year old is out here just releasing books?
Like, go and play with your dolls
or something. And Black Booker or something.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
But where exactly do you see yourself in 10 years? And mind you, this with this question, you have to be very mindful because we're trying to manifest a life for Stephanie together right now. We're all aligned.
Mm.
So where do you see yourself or would want to see yourself in 10 years' time?
Probably in the UK writing books for a living.
Ooh. She don't want to live here.
J.K. Rowling's.
Okay.
What are you talking about? An 11-year-old said that she wants to be stationed in the UK professionally.
Yeah.
And be a professional author. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Stephanie Shambako. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you, Stephanie. Look at you. Look at you. She even got taller, dude.
Yeah, you are coming back. You're so tall. I think we're like the same height now, no? Yeah.
More or less, bro.
Because the thing is, like, the older we get, the more we shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so and then you
so
guys
that's gonna
grow.
Happen to you one day. I'm just kidding.
Stephanie, do you still want to be in the UK, Uka?
Nope.
No, your dream changed.
Yeah. Why?
There's a lot happening.
Why did it change though?
Okay.
Yeah,
because according to statistics, Finland is the happiest country in the world.
Oh, so you want to go to Finland and be happy writing your books? Love it.
Stephanie, before we get into the business of the day, how was your holiday? Where were you for the holidays?
For the holidays, I traveled to the north to be with my family for Christmas and New Year's.
Did you try the fat cook and frog combination?
Nope.
You didn't.
It's giving you'd never try it.
Never.
Never.
Okay, sharp.
Yeah, no. He's trying to convince you otherwise.
I'm trying to convince her. Stephanie, let's talk about the book. The first one was most now from the top to the bottom of the top, right? How has the response been from the public with the first book since you launched the one before we get into the second one?
Can you elaborate more on that question?
As in, did you get a good response from your friends, from the public, from elders about your first book? What was the response from people from the first book now?
The first book?
Yeah, yeah.
When people at my school first found out that I published a book, many of them were asking me to help them write their own books. And then, like, many adults would just, like, congratulate me and so on.
So you inspired a whole generation?
Yep.
Wow. And did they eventually write a book? So some of these kids at Orban, when you were at Orban?
Most of them, like my classmates, we would do this thing where we're like, one of us buys a book and then like, for example, three of us just write one story.
Wait a minute. Explain. How does that work? So you guys throw heads together and then three of you write a book and then you actually publish it all? Or you just write it? It's just like a rough draft?
Yeah.
And how many do you remember did you guys write since like you started doing that?
I remember one that I wrote in grade 3 with my friend Hailey Strauss.
Nice.
It was a book about best friends drifting apart. And then there's one I wrote last year with Hailey Strauss and Baldwin Simunji. It was rather like a horror story about a bunch of our classmates getting trapped in an abandoned hospital.
You are such an old soul, Stephanie. Oh my word. First of all, friends drifting apart. You were grade 3 when you wrote that, grade 3. And now a horror story about being trapped in a hospital. Did you guys like die and stuff? Who survived?
It was me.
Of course it's going to be you.
But like, how were you? No, but like, how did you survive though? What was the story like? How did you survive? Like, what did you have to go through?
So, like, at the beginning, we were, like, a bunch of clueless kids, and then we entered the hospital, and then once we went in, the hospital was haunted, and then, like, everything started glitching, and then we woke up in different parts of the hospital with different people. And then, in the end, some people were paired with weaker people and ended up not making it through the story. And then some of us, a.k.a. me, were with the stronger people, and then we made it out alive.
Yeah.
Okay. You should, right, you should write a story about Opa Kgoli, please.
Do you even know about Opa Kgoli?
I think so.
Yeah? You should ask your dad. He'll tell you a whole lot of stories about it. Yeah. He's just like, maybe then you get like a wife for him also, like Opa Kgoli.
Wow.
And then, what would you call it? Opa Kgoli and Opa Kgoli, a child? Child Kgoli? Kgoli Jr.?
Child Kgoli? Kgoli Jr.? That's a good start. But yeah, Stephanie, man, I just want to know, like, how long did it take for you to finish this book, this latest one?
It took like a few months because, like, once I finished writing it, there were like a bunch of typing errors that I had to correct and just like edit and go through the book over and over again.
Yeah.
Mekulu Passion. What's this one about?
It's about okay, at first she was a mother, she had a son, and then her son got older eventually and decided he didn't need her anymore. But he was also suffering from a medical condition at the time, like a psychiatric disorder, something like that. And then, like, he got married without letting his mother know, and then she felt bad, came to visit him. And then, like, in the end, like, the wife of the son also had like a problem, and somewhere in the story she tried to throw the child into the fireplace, and then the police was called, and then Mekulu Passion ended up gaining custody of the child.
You know what, Nashekwan, I need to connect this child with the whole movie industry, man.
Definitely.
I need like your mind, the way you develop the stories at your age. It's fascinating. Like, this could be whole theater production, this could be a whole movie, you know what I mean? You just add on to the levels and so on. This is wow.
But incredible. Stephanie. Yeah, but like what inspired it though?
This book.
This specific book, yeah, Mekulu Passion.
Okay, so we were driving home from school, and then there was this song playing on the radio that was talking about a grandson who lived with his grandmother and how things were just like really tough, and I just decided, let me write about this.
Once upon a time, there was a grandmother who lived in extreme poverty and couldn't even afford to feed herself. She had a son named Martin, but he was living the good life in the city, and she had not spoken to or seen him in years. After thinking about it for some time, she decided to locate him. And so the story goes. Where do we find this book, Stephanie?
Yeah. How do we support Stephanie?
You can buy a book or a copy from my parents. You can contact them. You can contact my father at 081-24-6-1, and my mother is the same number but a 2 at the end. Or you can borrow a copy from the National Library.
It's shelved at the National Library.
Yes.
Also, she said quadruple six.
Please.
She could have said double six. But she said, look, listen, I'm going to St. Paul's now.
Yeah.
The level is different, sir. Look, what's the level? Quadruple six. What are your final words, Stephanie?
I just want to say thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me, you know, speak to people, let them know how I'm doing, how my journey as an author has been.
Yeah. So now you're stepping into a brand new chapter, because the last time that we spoke to you were at Orban, right? And now you're stepping into a brand new chapter. Like, how are you going to introduce yourself? Because I have a proposal for you, right? Hi, I'm Stephanie, published author, and help me out, Inske. And I'm that girl. Okay. But are you excited about your brand new chapter going to St. Paul's?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
We wish you nothing but the best, man. Honestly, we can't wait to see what more you have in store for us. And just keep writing and reminding so many, even people who are way older than you, that it's just like, man, just get working on whatever it is that you've always wanted to achieve.
Okay, thank you.
So proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, 13-year-old author, published author, please. Thank you so much. Allow me to correct myself. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Shambwako. When we get back on the other side, we will talk about the newly launched Big Brother Mzansi season. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.